In a day and age where every person on this planet has their own podcast, Phil Anderson and myself decided to join that flock and have our own podcast. And when we asked ourselves, what should our podcast be? We decided smoking cigars and drinking whiskey every day on a podcast might not be the best for our health. But what is great for our health is our love of music and our love for each other. Welcome to the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cochran, joined today by my good friend and compatriot in the music realm, Mr. Phil Anderson. Good day to you, sir.
Good day and Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, sir. How are things going in your world?
It's very busy.
Yeah.
You will be surprised to know we haven't got one flake of snow on the ground.
We got 2 inches last night and another 3 to 4 inches on Christmas Eve. So I will have a white Christmas.
Well, yes, you will. And I'll have to live vicariously through you without actually having to shovel one bit of snow.
Well, I don't have to shovel either because I actually pay a guy to come and plow it for me.
Well, that's the world you live in, Chris. You're like,
it is.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to pay someone else.
It is. And in fact, it's funny because the gentleman I saw, he plows my, I only have one neighbor. I live on an island and I only have one neighbor on the entire island. And it's like a mile long, so it's not like a small island. And one morning I'm laying in bed and it had snowed 4 or 5 inches overnight. And I hear the snow plow and I realize they're plowing the next door neighbor. So I run out because I've lived in this house for 2 years. I run out there and I go, bro, would you do mine too? And he goes, yeah. And so you go, well, how much you charge? And he says, well, I go, can I just give you like $50 right now and you could do mine too? And he goes, that's not what I charge, but yes. And I'm like, all right, cool. I go, how does this work? And he goes, at the end of the month, I'll just send you a bill for however many times we plowed. And here's how much it is each time. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. He goes, by the way, my dad used to own your house. What?
Oh, it's like, wow.
That's the town that I live in. That's the town that I live in. Oh, and he told me, this is really funny. He goes, I go, can I just Venmo you? And he goes, no, sir, you cannot. I'm an honest man. I only use a flip phone.
Oh, well, he's putting you in your place. I knew you were dishonest. I knew that.
Totally. Because of my smartphone.
That's because your smartphone. Well, let's go ahead and start getting, we're using a new platform today.
Yes.
This is our inaugural run. So hopefully it's all working. I love being able to see the monitors.
Wait, Miles?
So this is fantastic. Yeah. So
awesome. Phil, do you have a song for us today? By the way, if you're new to the show and you're like, what are these two jackalopes talking about? We actually have songs in our lives. Everybody does, that are like these amazing, life-changing, transformative songs, but the rest of our friends and family and people around us wouldn't necessarily know those songs. So Phil and I bring a song like that each week. I, like you, listener, have no clue what we're going to be hearing today. I don't even have a set of lyrics yet. Which tells me that this probably doesn't have any lyrics because Phil's usually pretty good about sending me lyrics in advance. But you, listener, and I are going to experience the song for the first time today, and then we're going to talk about why is this one of the greatest songs that we've never heard. So, Phil, take us to the promised land.
Okay, well, here we go. So, A, it has lyrics.
Okay.
B, I'm going to have to take out all those coughs. Throat clear. B, it will... It's a song you're very aware of.
Okay.
C, this is a very, very popular song over the years, but in the recent years has been under some scrutiny. Now, I'm going to ask you, Chris, would it surprise you if I brought a big band sound into today's recording?
Not at all. And if it's Baby It's Cold Outside, it would surprise me even less.
Is that really? Okay. So... Do you have an artist in mind that it could be in terms of the big band aspect?
Is it Brian Setzer Orchestra?
Man, I'll tell you, you are hitting it on all, but no, it's not.
I have no clue. Let's just roll with it and see what we get.
Let's see what happens.
Baby, it's It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your
husband. My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half
Why
a drink
don't
more.
You put some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might think.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this train?
But there's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move a little
At
close.
Least there will be, ooh, that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Outside.
The answer is no.
You know it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window. That's
My
gone.
Sister will be suspicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden and smile is vicious.
Or
maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard
I've
people.
Got to go home.
Or maybe you would freeze out there.
You say lend me a coat.
You know it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you
but
touch
don't
my
you
hand.
See
How can you do this thing to me?
To be tortured.
I am going to, in the spirit of Christmas, not bust your balls.
Oh, that's great. You can bust them anyway. I don't really care. This is one of my all-time favorite versions of this song, and it gives me chills because it is so overproduced.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, by the way, you're like, hey, have you listened to the new Fallon album? It's sappy and... And we did watch that. We watched that special, the Jimmy Fallon Christmas.
It's cheesy as all get out.
So cheesy. I'm like, you know what? Well, I'm playing this song. So yes. I've got a lot to say about the song, but I would like to hear your
well,
go ahead.
First off, I have a hard time calling this the greatest song you've never heard because everybody knows this song.
The song. Yes, but not this version. But not this version.
Yes, but I wouldn't say this is a significant enough departure to put this in the greatest song category. However, in the spirit of Christmas, I will say no more about that.
Okay. Go ahead. That's fine. But you're right.
So there's a bunch of stuff about this song that I actually really liked. And I know I'm going to kick myself because I can't. It was a little low in my headphones, the volume was, and so I couldn't really hear it the way I wanted to. But I know this woman's voice. I know who she is. I just can't put my finger on it. But I will say this. When she first started singing, she sounded like a rip-off, like, how do I put it? In a way that's not going to get us an explicit tag. She sounded like like a porn actress trying to be Dolly Parton.
Oh, well.
very, very Dolly Parton-esque in her singing, but like way over the top in like a try, like I'm going to go out of my way to be super seductive in the way that she was singing.
How would Russell Mann explain that? Because that would slap an explicit tag on us.
I don't know how Russell Mann would explain that.
On the Wine Time Fridays podcast, I think we've had three explicit episodes, and two of them are from Russell. One is from Fast Eddie Holmes.
But I liked it a lot. And there's a couple things about this song that have gone awry in the past few years. And they're not the things that you're going to talk about. But one of the things that drives me nuts is the original song had the phrase, maybe just a cigarette more. But somewhere along the lines, someone decided we can't talk about cigarettes anymore. So they're going to change it to maybe just another drink more, which drives me crazy because that's not the lyric. Why are we changing that? And B, so right. Promoting alcoholism is somehow better than promoting smoking? Like, but more people die in the U.S. from alcohol-related injuries than they do smoking. Anyway.
And I'll Big Macs. And Big Macs.
Yeah.
but she said that. She said that.
At the
or
end?
Maybe the line, maybe a cigarette more, was used.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm saying. I liked that they did that. The other thing I really liked about this was sometimes when this song gets performed, there people are singing to it in a way that you can't, you miss lines, especially when they're going back and forth, miss lines. And I had never heard the line before where he says like waves on a tropical shore, which I thought was just a fantastic, I've never heard that line before. So I really liked that part of it. And then the final thing I'll say about this, and then I'll shut up and let you talk about it some more, is, I still think the ultimate version of this song, my favorite version of this song, is the scene in Elf where he's where Zooey Deschanel's taking a shower and he's singing along with her because she's just like, "Ah, what are you doing here?" And like, it's my favorite. That's my favorite version of this song.
Close your eyes, and he runs into the bathroom stall.
Yes.
So, and who knew that Will Ferrell could actually sing, because that note he hit was pretty good, and that was him.
He sings a duet on the new Jimmy Fallon album.
Oh, that's true.
With Jimmy Fallon, and you can't tell that it's him. There's no. I mean, if you just close your eyes and listen, you wouldn't know that it's Will Ferrell.
By the way, they did not include that song in the.
Well, there's 25 songs on that album.
There is, yeah, for sure.
So a few had to get cut out.
That's very true. Well, so let's talk a little bit about this. So as you know, and the listener may know, sometimes we don't have the audio file, so I have to go rip it off of YouTube, and there's a platform. I had to do that. And I was watching this video again, and I'm like, oh man, this is just like playing right into this new thought of how this guy's trying to seduce this woman. She wants to just leave, and he's like, nope, you're going to stay with me, and I'm going to give you some reasons why. And so just I am going to post the video. Okay. I'm not going to do it on Christmas, so I'll do it this week, though, maybe Thursday or Friday. I'll post it, the video, on our Facebook page. Who knows, even maybe on X Twitter. And you'll see the video, and what happens is she's in a cage at the beginning, like this big old bird cage. And I'm like, oh boy. And so like, you know, what's in this drink? The line, what's in this drink? He had taken a ring in his hand, hand, and flipped it into the drink he's giving her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as the song progresses on that first lyrics, right? The first part, there's kind of two parts of the song, and the cage lifts up and she comes out and they do this little dance. And all of a sudden, this seduced becomes the seductress. She's the one that's got the upper hand, and he has no clue. And by the end of the song, when they're doing that big old buildup, the cage comes down over him. And so I'm like, okay, this, I can endorse this. This is just fun, right?
Yeah.
But the buildup, the strings in the background, that's what I love about this. This is one of the three songs I play every year at the beginning of the Christmas season. It just has a hold on me. This version, the way they do it, and I can sing in this key, which is great. Because
do you and Shelley gather around the piano and sing both parts together?
No. not. I will gather around the piano sometimes. She doesn't like to sing, so I tell her it singing is just like talking, only you move your voice up and down. Another Elf reference. So, yes. By the way, the other day it was Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. So I called.
Oh
Shell.
My gosh!
So you're supposed to say who it is. Hello, this is.
Yeah.
Like in my case, hello, this is Phil the Elf. What's your favorite color? And so I immediately called her, and she answered the phone. I'm not doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's the best. That's the best. Well, let me ask you, what makes this? Is it just the orchestration that makes this one of the greatest songs you've never heard?
I just love the build. I love the play. The way they sing it is very playful. Flirtatious both sides. And after seeing the video, I'm like, okay, this is very cool. But I just love how they both sing it. And her voice mesmerizes me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, funny, you should say she sounds familiar, but he does not.
No. He just sounds like a run-of-the-mill singer to me. Like, he could be any number of people. I'm sure I'll know who he is, but...
Well, the guy was actually, if I can remember... Here we are. He was born Thomas John Woodward.
Hmm.
He didn't like Woodward, so he changed his name to Jones, and now he's just Tom Jones.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense.
Yeah. And you'll enjoy this because I'm going to bring up a me teaching aerobics reference. My.
By the way, every time you say that, all I see is you in a sweatband.
Never wore a sweatband, although I should have. My hair was so long that if I got sweaty, it would bang me in the eyes. It was not fun at all. Anyway, I digress. And
that's the title of this episode. When I got sweaty, it would bang me in the eyes. Go on.
Merry Christmas. So my aerobics partner was Debbie Powell, and she was a huge Tom Jones fan. And so... She will no doubtedly be listening to the song. I'm sure, I know she knows it, but I never really embraced Tom Jones, and I gave her a really bad time.
Well, that's not unusual.
It's not unusual to go back
just
to
waiting for a chance.
Yeah, right.
It's Tom Jones, and who's the woman?
What's new, Pussycat? Sorry. That I was going to play on words again.
Oh.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Did we not do an episode on this podcast called Mulder and Scully?
I don't know if we did.
Something was talked about Mulder and Scully, and it really... Catatonia? The band Catatonia.
No, I don't remember that one.
Okay, I couldn't find it either, but I really remember you bringing something to the table.
Oh, I brought a song called Scully Said from
Brian Page. Oh, Scully
Said,
okay, from Brian Page. There you go.
Yes.
So Catatonia is a Welsh band
okay.
that is known for Road Rage and Mulder and Scully.
Okay.
The lead singer is Ceres Matthews.
Oh, I don't know Ceres Matthews.
Ceres Matthews. And the fact that both her and Tom Jones are both Welsh.
Ah.
Played into that a little bit. This song was written in 1944 by Frank Loesser.
Wow.
Yeah. I've always loved this song because it plays off each other. And it's a really fun song to sing with someone else. I don't think I've ever done that, but I nailed this Tom Jones part down really well. You're looking up Ceres Matthews.
I'm just looking up both of them, this album.
Yeah, this is off the album way back. This is 1999 off the album Reload by Tom Jones. So,
is that a Christmas album or is it just a Christmas song on an
album?
No,
it's actually an album with a bunch of duets. And some of them, I never listened to the album, but I listened to a couple songs on this. But seriously, he's got some people. Like Van Morrison is in this a duet with him. If you look that up, there's some other people that you will know. And I'm telling you right now what that is. The James Taylor Quartet. That's right. James Taylor Quartet. Who knew? I think it's a different James Taylor. Anyway, The Pretenders, Bare Naked Ladies, Simply Red, Cyrus Matthews in this one. So some people I've not heard of, but you know, there's ones that we all have. Anyway.
Wow. That's a really cool. I like Tom Jones. I wouldn't say I'm a Tom Jones fan, but I like Tom Jones.
Well, you like the Monkees too. So,
well, that's true. That's very true.
Might play into that a little bit. Well, I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you bust my chops a little bit for the fact that this truly is not one of the greatest songs most people have never heard, but this version of it.
So let me ask you one closing question then.
Sure.
Is there a Christmas album? Because you and I both love Christmas music, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm not even going to get into the how early is too early for Christmas music, because the answer is there's no too early for Christmas music.
Thank you, Shelley Webb.
Is there an album, a Christmas album, from an artist that would seem like an unlikely Christmas album that you think is just outstanding?
Yes.
And who is that?
Mitch Miller.
Who's Mitch Miller?
Mitch Miller is a back in the Lawrence Welk days.
Okay.
It would have, you know, it's almost like a choir.
Oh, I know who this is. Yes.
Yes. My mom played this album. And of course, you know, the Carpenters, the Carpenters Christmas album is one that is near and dear to my heart. But Mitch Miller, there was a song, we watched a movie the other day, and a Mitch Miller Christmas song. It was a Christmas movie. And yeah. I think it was called The Red One. Red One. Anyway, it's Santa Claus. The Rock was in that movie. And J.K. Simmons.
Oh, Red One. Yeah, yeah.
Red One, yeah. Anyway, but Mitch Miller was played at our house all the time, and they're so sappy, and they're just sing-alongs. I mean, that's Mitch Miller, is sing-along with Mitch Miller. And so very unlikely that anybody would know that. Now, Shelley knows this about me probably too much. She's like, really, again? I know yours is Mariah Carey, but number two to Mariah Carey, which would yours be?
There's two albums actually that I actually really enjoy. And one of them you're going to, in fact, I should have brought this, as a song, but didn't think of it till now. The other one is, gosh, what's her name? Why did I just went blank. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper has a Christmas album. Oh, a whole album.
Whole album. It is spectacularly good. You don't realize that Cyndi Lauper, the character, is different than Cyndi Lauper, the singer. And her singing chops are just incredible. She's just so good. And the other one is, and this is hilarious because I downloaded it as a joke in the early 2000s. There's an artist who people like to make fun of, but is huge in other parts of the world by the name of David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And his Christmas album is really good. Well, he's huge in Germany, too. But he sang on the wall as they were tearing it down when the Berlin Wall fell.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, his Christmas album, though, is very, very good. It's really good.
Who knew, right?
Yep.
I'm putting both in my notes as ones to listen to tonight and tomorrow, and then they get shut off.
Oh,
until next year. Day.
No, you got to go through at least New Year's.
Well, we'll see. You know, usually here's the thing. So again, I've softened, but it's usually Thanksgiving night. I start playing nothing but Christmas music until Christmas Day.
Yes.
Nothing. Zero.
Yes. Only, no, I'm the same.
Now, Shelly's like, can you mix in a few non-Christmas songs? Now, she'll listen to Christmas music in July and be happy, happy camper. So
I'm with
this year, I started through because I needed to review the new Christmas songs, the new album. So I started playing some while we made dinner, mix and mingling some Christmas songs. And so that appeased her, and it broadened my horizons, Chris. It mm-hmm. opened my eyes to what can happen outside the Christmas season. Mm. But and then, you know, we don't listen to only Christmas songs. So she doesn't get tired of them. I don't. And there you go.
We don't listen to anything but Christmas music, at least from Thanksgiving till New Year's. Nothing else. Except for what irritates me is when your favorite bands start releasing albums like 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, then what are you supposed to do? Because now I can't listen. Yeah. And so like The Cure released a new album right before Thanksgiving. It's a phenomenal album. I'm absolutely in love with it, but I can't listen to it right now because it's Christmas time.
And so all your friends are like, oh, this cut on this. And you're like, shut up.
Yeah. It's not quite that bad, but well, Phil, I'll Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas, and to Merry Christmas to all our listeners out there. Actually, thanks for listening to our podcast, and hopefully this song, not included necessarily, are bringing you some new things to listen to and some new roads musically to travel. So,
absolutely. And also, I just want to tease this out. The Ooh. Song that we're going to hear next week.
On New Year's Eve.
For the new year. For New Year's Eve.
I love it.
Was a part of the original list that I put together all the way back in the early 2000s when I dreamt up this idea for the podcast. So it's been on the list for that long. It was one of the first four songs that I considered.
Wow. Nice. I can't wait. I can't wait.
That being said, Phil, why don't you tell people where they can find us on the internets?
Well, of course, our website is thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com. Facebook, same name. X, Twitter. Where we sometimes will post GSYNH podcast. On the X Twitter land. We love the conversation and we love to get feedback. We have been toying with the idea of maybe bringing people on as guests and having them, but I think, you know, not exactly right away because we're still working through our own lists. And
that's
I know,
true.
Chris, your list is pretty vast and mine actually keeps growing. But
I'm with you there.
Really wanted to throw a Christmas song out there, and this is the one that I landed on. There are so many other ones, but I just love this song. So thank you for putting up. I'm sure that click that you're hearing is everyone, you know, turning off their radio and their devices.
Are we on the radio now?
Yeah.
Or are you just 100 years old?
Well, so... but you listen on your audio system in your car.
Gotcha. God,
I'm just going to leave now. Thanks for listening. Oh, this is not me to say goodbye. There you go.
And with that, we will see you, touch you, feel you, and jingle you next time on the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast.